This week on Minnesota Native News, we're hearing about a number of new resources that may prove useful to the Native nations within Minnesota's borders.
Minnesota Native News is produced by AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Tribal communities will soon have more help reaching out to natives who are considering harming themselves or committing suicide. Ed Ellinger is commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Health.
We are hiring some suicide prevention coordinators, five suicide prevention coordinators. One will be focusing on American Indians.
According to Department of Health data, the number of people committing suicide appears to be rising. The agency is focusing attention on the two highest risk groups, middle-aged men and American Indian youth ages 10 to 24. In 2013, American Indian youth were three times more likely to commit suicide than white youth. Using funds from a five-year grant, one new staff member will partner with tribal communities around the state to help build capacity to reach their youth before it's too late. He will also work with other suicide prevention coordinators to identify ways to help Native youth in more integrated settings. Thanks to a question from a tribal leader, all tribes in Minnesota will now have access to new resources for emergency management preparedness. Reporter Melissa Townsend has the story.
Severe weather, water contamination, hazardous material spills. These can all be devastating events for any community, and preparing for them takes thoughtful planning and resources. For years, the federal government has offered states money, and then states in turn grant most of it to local governments to help them plan and train for these kinds of emergencies. But no one had thought to ask if tribal governments were eligible for the grants.
I believe it was the director of the Emergency Management Program from Leech Lake that reached out to the director of Homeland Security Emergency Management and asked him about the funding. And it was the first time in 6 years that he had gotten that request.
Bob Hawkins is Assistant Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Safety. After looking into it, the state agency learned tribes are eligible for the grant money. The next step was a talking circle at Mille Lacs that included the State Emergency Management Agency and all 11 tribes.
And I've got to tell you, it was my privilege, true privilege, to be a part of that process, because that talking circle was a wonderful way to set the stage for some real good conversation and some real strong dialogue regarding the funding.
Hawkins has invited tribes to apply for grant money now. Tribal officials can submit their plans, but no one is quite sure how much money will be available on an annual basis. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
The Minnesota Indian Affairs Council is identifying new ways to protect tribal burial grounds. Under federal law, the state council is responsible for preventing and mitigating disturbances to Dakota Mounds and Ojibwe cemeteries. But Melissa Sirda, cultural resource specialist for the council, says it's challenging to protect the remains in tribal cemeteries.
Yeah, because some of the cemeteries haven't been properly plotted, and the upkeep on them hasn't really been done in an adequate way.
She says they can't tell exactly where people are buried or where the boundaries of the cemetery are. So when new graves are dug, sometimes diggers disturb existing graves. But Sirda says there's a solution to this problem.
We could do surveys that are going to be unintrusive, so more like GPR and electromagnetic surveys where we don't have to dig into the ground to figure out exactly where the boundaries are.
The Minnesota Indian Affairs Council is considering applying for state legacy money to fund the surveys. After last year's historic hike in funding for Native students in Minnesota's public schools, there are still school districts that have not applied for their share of the funds. The Tribal Nations Education Committee is reaching out to those districts to find out why. Shelly Diaz from the Mille Lacs Band is a member of the committee. She says about 80 to 90% of schools are using their funds to better support Native students, but the rest are not.
They're just some outlying districts, but they have a pretty high number of Indian students in their schools. So we're going to send out a nice letter and to encourage them and to apply for it.
Diaz says any school with 10 or more Indian students is eligible for the funds. She says getting the money requires some paperwork, which may be the barrier, but in the end, it's the students who are missing out. The Tribal Nations Education Committee represents Minnesota's 11 tribal nations in the State Department of Education. This is Minnesota Native News.